So, how is your practice going? Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Hmm? Mummy cheese, huh? How many hours, Andy?
Maybe 14.
Okay, so, and how is your samadhi coming on?
Samadhi, okay, but it's not deep.
Not deep.
Yeah. Then, investigated the body, but I cannot see anything.
Well, that will take months, yeah? If you have never done it before. So don't get frustrated. Don't give up. But the samadhi is deep so that there are no more thoughts, no more memories coming in?
Not too many
thoughts. Not too many. Get deeper, so I mean focus more on samadhi, yeah? I mean do only two or three hours of investigation. And what you can do is, you know, I mean, look at the hair of the body, you know, for 5 minutes and then close your eyes and then keep the image in the, yeah, in your inner eyes. So, Mr. Emily, how is body investigation going on? Before you go, and now you don't want to do it because the clear says tell you.
Recording in progress.
So I'm not going to have the intestines again. I stick with the skin.
You don't have to investigate the, you know, you don't have to investigate the intestines. You know, investigate skin.
That's what I do.
Yeah, take the skin off and see what is underneath, huh? Michi Sunanda, huh? No investigation of the body.
No, not calm enough to do it.
Then at least do the investigation of being born, you know, getting sick, you know, getting old and die. This, you don't need a lot of samadhi, yeah? Yeah? And look at the bodily, you know, during your lifetime, yeah? Yeah? Huh? How you learn to walk, how you learn to talk, how you learn to, yeah? Went to school for how many years?
13.
At least 13 years, yeah? Yeah? And next life you do that again, huh? I haven't asked your son, what is his name?
Ken.
Ken. That's very Australian. And the last one?
It comes and goes,
Ajahn. It comes and goes, yeah.
Restlessness is picking up
again. So I'm trying to just practice more on the deep samadhi. Like there are periods when there's no thoughts at all, but then it's clean. You don't have to say, you know, but you know, I mean, investigate this, you know. What, you know, why did I get out of samadhi, yeah? Huh?
There's also aversion because you told me not to do the heart investigation.
Yeah.
It's not liking it so much, so I'm trying to counter it. It wants to play what it wants to play.
Yeah, you want to play, you know, yeah. Do the brain investigation.
So I'm trying to counter it and find a way to bring the balance.
You should. Now, I mean, when I say you can, of course you can do heart investigation, but you should not focus on the heart, you know, itself, eh? Because you can manipulate the heart. Eh?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? You know, I mean, you can take the heart, you know, look at it, yeah, eh? Take it out, you know, rip it out of the body and look at it, you know, and then cut it open, yeah, and so on. Yeah?
That's what I was doing before.
What?
That's what I was doing, but then I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because normally, you know, when you do investigation, you focus first only on the heart, yeah, before you actually investigate the heart.
But it was still causing the the unpleasant feeling after I did it for some time, and that's when I start feeling it in the sternum and my ribcages area, and then I had to stop.
And then you have to what?
I had to stop because it was too much to
okay.
handle.
Huh?
And that's where the restlessness will pick up like quite bad.
Yes. And then that's why we investigate what makes us stop. What came before? I mean, then we retract, yeah? I mean, we do you do your daily reflection? This is where we retract to see what is going on. Meji Emily, Meji Sunanda, huh? We do it? No. Little bit.
Reflection.
No, not. It's a called daily reflection. So, yeah. And he probably knows it, yeah? Daily reflection?
Daily reflection.
To know, yeah? With what kind of thought did I cut up? You know, what kind, you know, what did I do then? You know, what kind of feelings or thoughts were in there? Yeah?
It's easy to see the heart and it's easy to see the feeling, but it's very difficult to investigate the body.
No, I wasn't talking about body investigation, I was talking about daily reflection. Maybe if a saint comes, you know, then, you know, Linda comes, she can explain you what I mean, yeah. Oh, we do, what? What? Welche Kamera? Ja, und was ist denn heute los, ja? The weather too hot. Ja, Saulinga, same, yeah, daily reflection, body investigation, yeah?
Not body investigation.
What?
I'm not doing body investigation.
A little bit you can do.
I'm trying to get calm.
Yeah, yes, yeah. But sometimes body investigation, you know, I mean, not going inside, you know, but looking at one's life, you know, I mean, it's already the start of body investigation, yeah?
I do reflect on death.
Yeah, reflect on death and birth. Yeah, and old age, yeah? Yeah? And sickness. Hmm? Yeah? Because we don't get younger, you know, the youngers never think about that, you know, but when we get older, we start to think about that, yeah? Because it's, you know, just around the corner, yeah? It is very important, yeah? Okay, so, I mean, are you back online, yeah? I mean, we have,
yes,
today, we have trouble with the internet. What?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah, it broke off a while.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it was. So, there are not many people. I said before, there are not many people. How many people are in the chat?
About 20.
20?
20 people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't see so many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Some did not turn on their camera.
Okay, so go ahead, you know. I mean, they can ask me questions every day, you know, and you can only ask me questions once a month, yeah? So go ahead and ask questions if you have any. How is your practice doing?
Yeah, any other questions, you can raise your hand or unmute yourself.
Hello, Tajan. I wanted to ask about mindfulness of death meditation. Because I practiced it for a long time, and then last year I was in Ukraine during the war, and the emotions are starting to come now.
Were you a soldier or what?
No. No.
Just visiting.
No, I lived in Ukraine with my wife. And as there were explosions, I tried to maintain. Sorry.
It's okay, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, there are some, you know, it can be very traumatic experience, you know, I mean, if there's an explosion nearby. Yeah. I mean, what is getting at you is the fear of death. You understand that? It's not death itself, but it's a fear of dying, you know, and whatever. But what you can do in your meditation, bring up the fear of death or bring up the experience that you had in Ukraine and see what is happening. See what kind of thoughts are around, see what kinds of memories are around, yeah? And just look at them, yeah? If it gets too much, return to the Buddha. Yeah? You understand that? I mean, it is important that we have a safe state, that we have a basis from where we can work, yeah? And I mean, if it gets too wild, then we'll return to the basis, yeah? Until we are calmed down, and then we go out again, yeah? So I will try to work with that, with the fear of death. What are you afraid of death, yeah? What are you afraid of, yeah? I mean, if you are Buddhist, if you are Buddhist and believe in rebirth, yeah? I mean, the body is not going into the next life, yeah? What is going into the next life is the citta, yeah? And the citta goes into the next, actually not, it's karma that goes into next life that is attached to the citta, yeah? So what you take with you is all the good merit, you know, and it is the demerit that you take with you in the next life. And depending on the merit and demerit, I mean, that is what kind, you know, in what kind of realm of existence you come. And, yeah, when you come back in the human realm, what kind of body you have.
Yeah. The biggest fear, if I have to be honest, was not a rebirth, even in a good place. I know this sounds very arrogant, but I wanted to be an arahant. And as the fear was overwhelming me.
Yeah.
It wasn't the death. It was a feeling of shame that I had not yet finished the work.
Where are you now at the moment?
I'm in Romania.
Romania.
Okay. And I'll be returning to America with my wife, which is one of the biggest shames, is that I have dedicated to a lay life, but I feel such a strong draw to the monastic life.
Okay.
And I feel...
Yeah, yes. That is very normal, yeah? Yeah. And what does your... The important question is now, what does your wife think? If you want to become really a monk? Because if you really want to become an arahant, it's not an easy task, yeah? I mean, you do have to become a monk, or, you know, if it is a woman, a Meiji, you know, and live in a monastic life, where you're outside of the world, yeah? Where you're not entangled in the world, yeah? As long as you're entangled in the world, I mean, you cannot dig down on the kilesas that are rooted so deep that we can't even see them. They come very quickly out, you know, in a monastic life, yeah? And that's where we can see them, where we can work with them, yeah? And some people, the onslaught of the kilesas is too much so that they cannot, yeah? So that they return to the lay life, yeah? And this is something that we have to experience, yeah? In the beginning, it is not so important, you know, that when you go to a monastery to ordain for life, but, you know, to live in a monastery for 2, 3, or 4 months, yeah, and to see, yeah, to see the onslaught of the kilesa. And then we can decide, you know, is that what I really want, yeah, or do I want to prepare in another way, yeah. But there shouldn't be any shame that you have not become an arahant, yeah. Yeah. Or the fear, you know, of not finding the way out, yeah?
I think that I have continued the meditation of death and have force myself into moments like you just saw, where the panic would emerge,
yeah,
and the fear would emerge, so that I could face it.
Yeah.
And, but it's become very extreme, almost debilitating.
Okay.
But when,
before that fear becomes, yeah, so strong, look, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories are in there? What brings up, because fear is aroused by memories or thoughts, yeah? And memory and thought sometimes, you know, I mean sometimes, you know, most of the time actually play together and form these imaginations, yeah? Or you have to look at these imaginations, yeah? What is this imagination? When the, that's why you have to stop once in a while, stop with the Buddha until the mind is calm, that the fear is gone. And then you slowly approach it. And then you look what kind of thought, what kind of memory, you know, or what kind of imagination brings up this extreme fear. And then
I've done that.
Yeah.
And the exact moment where the image and the it causes the feeling, the contact.
Yeah.
It is. I have a very good imagination, so it's the. And I can see the explosion in my mind coming towards me.
Yeah.
And I can see my body ripping into pieces.
Yeah.
And what causes the most? There is, of course, the pain. Yes. But I would say that when I pinpoint it, it's mostly a feeling of I wasn't good enough to have become an arahant. That's it. Every time I come back, it's this, I wasn't good enough. And then death.
I would only take the first part of the sentence. I wasn't good enough. Not to become this or to become that. Yeah. But then we've do a reflection of your life. How old are you? 30 or something like?
30.
Do a reflection of your life. What kind of good have you done? What kind of bad have you done? Because we do bad things, yeah, in our life, yeah. And that can be the cause of I wasn't good enough, yeah. And then forgive yourself or forgive others, yeah. Because then this fear, this kind of fear, eh? I mean, try to, you know, I mean, go through your life, look at all the bad things that you have done. I mean, yeah, beating up other people, you know, or stealing or this or that. I don't know what you did, yeah. And look at this, yeah. Forgive yourself, you know, and tell yourself, I don't want to do this. And then go back into the experience and see how this changes, yeah. If you forgive yourself for these horrid things, yeah, that you did, or maybe it wasn't so bad, yeah. And forgive also others who have done bad unto you. Yeah?
Yes, I've done that as well.
Yeah.
And it would alleviate the stress.
Yeah.
Then the next thing that would come up is, you're only alleviating your stress because you're afraid of facing the fear without any protection. I'm not sure if that makes any sense.
No, that doesn't make sense. That is the Kilesas playing with you. Yeah, I mean, alleviating the stress, doing this, you know, having metta with yourself, having metta, you know, I mean, compassion with other people, you know, that alleviates one kind of stress, but it is not wrong. Yeah? So
it's like I'm fighting with the Kilesas, and I'm winning. And then they want to tell me, oh, that's not fair. You cannot exclude us.
You cannot exclude us. But there's something else. There can be a deeper fear inside of us, yeah? I mean, when we have done something bad, yeah, when we have gone against the precepts, we know that we have to spend some time in hell. And that is also a fear. Especially, you know, if we can remember within our heart, you know, that we have been to hell recently, yeah, and remember, you know, all these things, you know, that happened to us during that time. So this fear can also be there. Yeah? I mean, just look at it, yeah.
One last question, and I hope this isn't arrogant. I've had that thought as well, I practiced very hard. And what confuses me is that, from what I understand, I have entered the stream.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say otherwise. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
And so what confuses me is that fear of hell. But I know in my heart that I'm not going to go to hell. So, but that fear confuses me, because yeah. I know my state to be one thing, but I feel still there lingers fear, which I understand can linger for multiple lifetimes because I'm not an Arahant. But it just confuses me, and the Kalesas try to taunt me.
This is something where you really have to, yeah? Where you have to test out if the stream entry is just a belief or if it's a truth. Yeah? Because a stream entry doesn't have any fear of hell, because he knows he doesn't go to hell.
Mm.
So you have to tell yourself, yeah? If it is a belief, you can make this belief go away by saying, no, I'm not a stream entry, I will go to hell. Yeah? And you have to do that as often until something shakes, you know, within your body. Yeah? And then this belief, you know, that is, yeah, the belief that is so strong, yeah, disappears or starts to crack up, yeah? And then, you know, you have not become a stream entry. But if you really went into the stream, yeah, then, I mean, you cannot destroy something that you have attained to. This is something you have to be sure. Yeah? I've met so many people who believe that they were stream entry or Arahant, you know, I mean, but the moment they start to shake this belief, you know, I mean, it suddenly cracks, yeah? But if somebody has become a stream entry or Anagami or whatever, yeah, this belief never can crack, because it's not a belief. It's a knowing that is deep inside. And this knowing cannot be erased. It cannot be annihilated, yeah? But any kind of belief can be, yeah, broken apart, can be annihilated. Yeah? You understand that? So you have to try it. Yeah?
And when I challenge it, if it snaps back without me having to...
That doesn't matter. No, that doesn't matter. You have to, you really have to go against it as, yeah, to see if it cracks, yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm.
No one else? Amanda?
Yes, I'm trying to do the meditation, and I try to learn by breathing in and breathing out. But I feel it is very difficult to aware the breathing in and breathing out. During the meditation, I always force my head strongly, and I feel a shortness of my breath. Is it the I'm not using the right posture, and how to adjust it? Thank you.
It has nothing to do with the posture. Yeah. It has something to do with trying to control the breath sometimes, you know, too much, yeah? Just know, yeah? I mean, you keep your focus around the tip of the nose, yeah? That's where you feel, in the beginning, where you feel the breath, yeah? And then you try, you know, you don't let go of this point of concentration, yeah? And then you know the breath goes in, the breath goes out. When the mind goes out, you bring it back to this point, yeah? And know, it is the in-breath, it is the out-breath, it is long, it is short, it is deep, it is shallow. Yeah? If you try to control the breath too much, you know, then lots of things will happen. You get headache and things like that. And then you know you're trying to control the breath too much. Yeah? It is a very light touch, you know. What?
I don't know how to don't control the breath.
Or you control it.
I start to control it.
We normally, in our daily life, we don't control the breath. But the moment we try to concentrate on the breath, yeah, I mean, we try to control it, yeah. We want to make it fine, or we want to make it, you know, like this or like that, just like our expectation. Yeah? And that is where most of the time it goes wrong. Yeah? What you can also do is try to do put with breathing in and do with breathing out. That keeps out, you know, that keeps out the controlling mechanism a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
I find a very difficulty to aware breathing in and breathing out.
Yes.
I cannot aware it. What should I do? Should I just sit and do nothing, or what should I do in that moment?
Then in the beginning of it, label. Is it the in-breath? Ask yourself, is it the in-breath? Is it the out-breath? Yeah? So when you breathe in, you say in-breath. When you breathe out, you say out-breath. Yeah? And then after a while, you know, you get a little bit more detailed, you know, and say the in-breath begins, the in-breath ends. Yeah? The out-breath begins, the out-breath ends. Huh? And then if the knowing becomes, you know, if the knowing becomes a little bit better, then you say the in-breath is longer than the out-breath, or the out-breath is longer than the in-breath, or the in-breath is more detailed than, yeah, or it is rough, or it is, you know, whatever it is, yeah. So use some labels, you know, to get to this knowing. The knowingness knows it already, you know, that it is in-breath. You just try to capture that knowingness into and put it into a label, yeah, so that you know that you know. Yeah? Okay.
Thank you.
Try it out, yeah, and see how it works out. How is Germany? Isn't there Tom or Tina from Germany there, huh? No reply. The internet got stuck as well.
Yeah, there's a Tom online, but it's not coming, is it?
The last time I saw Tom. Okay, so I mean, if there are no questions, if there are no live questions, then read the questions, you know, that came through the chat.
There's one question from the chat. Dear Longpo, Sukhapan has broken the first three fetters and know the body is not self. If that is the case, then is it correct to say that a Sukhapan is able to let go of his body and therefore has no fear of death?
No. I mean, of course he has fear of death, yeah? I mean, think about greed and hatred that is connected with the body. As long as he has not cut down on greed and hatred, yeah, he will be afraid of death. Just like everybody else, yeah, he will not be afraid of hell. But he will be afraid of death, yeah?
If you're afraid to ask the questions directly, you can type your questions in the chat. I can read it out for you. Then, Ajahn, I'll just go to the questions that were submitted.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. First one. I have a question for Ajahn Martin. And it is based on what I'm experiencing with a certain person. I know that this person is struggling with life, financially, their whole life. And from what I have observed is that their parents' actions constitute financial fraud. Is it possible that the actions of their parents are causing their children to suffer financially in this life?
No. I mean, the parents, yeah? If we understand how rebirth, yeah, is taking place, it is the karma, yeah? It's the karma of the child. that searches for the parents where they can live out their karma. Yeah? And if it's good karma, you know, they have good parents and maybe wealthy parents or well-off parents. Yeah? If they have bad karma, you know, in this, like in this financial situation, I mean, they look for parents, you know, who have difficulties or struggling with life or struggling with finances, you know, and then they will experience that. So what probably happened, you know, or what most probably happened, you know, in their previous life, I mean, they defrauded other people, you know, they cheated other people or whatever, you know, out of their money. In this life, they have to experience it. And because they have to experience it, they are born in a situation, be it the family or be it otherwise, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, they're well off, you know, and suddenly the whole empire, you know, falls apart, you know, they have no money left, yeah. So that depends on, it depends all on the karma of our previous lives, whatever happens to us, yeah. If we remember, you know, this Western saying, yeah, I don't know if it's, I never asked, if it's Asian as well, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you, for whatever is happening to you right now is what you have done unto others, yeah. So it's not the parents' fault of that the child, you know, is not well off or struggles financially. It is the child's fault, yeah. I wouldn't say fault, but it's the child's karma, yeah. To be born into this family or to be born into this situation, or if it is not the family, to get into the situation when they have their own family, yeah. Is it clear?
Next question. Why is asceticism and celibacy important to Nirvana?
If you don't have a celibate life, you don't know the onslaught of raga tanha, of sensual desire or sexual desire. Yeah? I mean, if you have sex, you know, I mean, if you have sex, you know, whenever you want to, you don't know the power of the sensual desire or the sexual desire. Yeah? That's why we live in celibacy, you know, to be able to deal with it. And we can only deal with it, you know, especially when we are monks and mitchis, when we do a super practice, yeah? To see, you know, what the raga tanha, you know, latches onto. It latches onto objects or it latches onto feelings, yeah? And then we have to destroy these feelings or investigate these feelings. So in order to reduce the onslaught of sexual desire. If you live a life with sexual desires, you know, I mean, we can never become, you know, we never see the onslaught of this raga tanha, of this sexual and sensual desire, yeah? And that's why we also not only live a celibate life, but we also live withdrawn from the world, from all these sensual pleasures that the world gives us or, yeah, gives the people.
Okay. I think that's a question. You want to go ahead? Sorry, I can't pronounce it.
Longpo, I have a question. When I do daily reflection every day, I can see what I'm doing, what come before, and what the result, and no judge. But after that, I can see every day I do the same thing and the result same thing and what come before is same thing. I think when don't see any progression, I think it's in my mind say it's okay, later in daily reflection will not judge yourself. It's okay doing like that. It's always come like that in my mind. So my question is when the daily reflection and how long can it become a better from unskillful to skillful.
If you see something in your daily reflection where you see that you hurt yourself or that the results was not good, then make an amendment in your mind. So I mean, say I don't want to do this again. Yeah? This is not judgment. Yeah, and also, the most important thing is, if you know tomorrow you will be in a very similar situation or the same situation, just let me have sati there exactly what is happening there, to see more clearly. Because at the moment, because you don't change your ways, yeah, is that the heart has not seen clearly what is actually happening. Yeah. So make in the morning, just one thing, yeah? One thing that you always stumble, you know, you always stumble in a hole, yeah? I mean, I can compare it, yeah? I mean, you go down the road, yeah? And then some workers open the road, you know, and there's a big hole, yeah? And because you always walk the same path, you always fell into this hole. You fell in this hole, yeah? And then you said, what a stupid thing, you know, and you get out of the hole, the next morning you walk, because you always walk this way, yeah? You will fall again into this hole, yeah? So what you do is, yeah, next morning, you know, before I start to walk, you know, let me be mindful of how I walk, yeah? So that I don't fall into this hole. You understand?
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of amendments that you make, yeah? Or what do you say, you know, I mean this wish is let me be more, yeah, let me have more sati in this situation to see maybe there's something that I don't see in the daily reflection. So that the heart does not react, yeah. Okay?
And another question, when I promise not do the unskillful thing, I can only keep 3 months, and then I do again. It make me disappointed to myself. How come you do like that? You know the result, but you still do that, and I blame myself, and I disappointed. And
you don't blame yourself. Yeah, just tell yourself, I have not seen or I have not shown the heart that this what I'm doing is really hurtful. Let me try to see it, you know, see it more clearly. Yeah? I mean, blaming yourself, you know, is just making you, putting you on the path to do it again. So blaming yourself is not good. Yeah? It doesn't work. Yeah? Asking yourself, or not making any promises, yeah? Asking myself, let me have more sati, because this is something we can do, yeah? Let me have more sati, and let me try not to do it again, yeah? Or be careful in the situation. What comes before? Why do I do the things that I do? That is what daily reflection brings us, yeah? What comes before the action, yeah? What comes before the word that we say? Or what comes before whatever we do, yeah? What drives us to do these things, yeah? Yeah.
I can see my Kilesa is like, it's okay lah, doing only one time. Only one time is okay lah, only this one, this one lah.
Yeah.
I can see and I just, yeah, right, I can do is a bit like that. And
no, then you should not do it, yeah? Then you say, yeah, I mean, in German we also have the same, one time is no time, yeah? But that is not true, yeah? And that's what the Kilesas use, just a little bit. And then you say no. And then you see the reaction of the Kilesas, yeah? Yeah? I mean, they want
because
to do.
Because sometimes I can see, I enjoy doing like that as well. Then after that, I regret and read it again.
Don't regret it, you know, I mean, just make yourself mindful of the things, yeah? I mean, show your heart what the result is, because the heart has not really seen the result, yeah? Yeah?
How long to make my heart see the result?
I mean, that depends, you know, how clearly you can see it, yeah? I mean, it can be 1 week, you know, it can be 1 month, or it can be 1 year, you know, that depends how deep this, you know, this desire is within us. Yeah?
Desire to be skillful?
No, the desire to do these things that we do and we see that are not skillful. Because there is the desire, yeah? And it comes from the heart, even when the mind says, no, it's not good, yeah? But we have to show the heart, yeah? I mean, we can convince the mind, but we still do it because the heart wants to do it, yeah? So we have to convince the heart not to do it, and we have to show the heart the results.
Yeah? How to show the heart?
So, when you look at the reflection, when you see this, what you're doing, you know, and you see the result, then ask your heart, did you see it? And then the heart will answer, no, I haven't seen it, I don't want to see it, yeah?
No, my heart says, Yeah, I can see. I'm not sure if you see or not.
No, no, that's Achilles answering. Okay?
And another question again, Aja. I have an apantasia. Apantasia is like my mentally cannot see any object. Like I cannot image even my mom face, my apple, or yeah, everything. So when Aja asked me to do the, like, image my body become... Mm-hmm. Become like this, the bone. I cannot image because even my face, my apple, my mom, my family, I cannot image, only black.
It's a training, yeah? So we have to train. So, I mean, what you do is, you know, I mean, you look 5 minutes at your hand, you get a picture, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then you close your eyes and then try to keep that picture.
When I close my eyes, no, I cannot image Aja or
no, you keep that, but you have this image, you know, try it out, you know. You have the image, you look at your hand, you know, and then you close, you know, and you see the, you still can see the hand, you know, but the image might not be clear, yeah. So you try it again, yeah, until you start, you know, when you close your eyes, start to see the image, yeah, and then you keep this image. It is a training, yeah? I mean, it doesn't come, you know, from day one, you know? It's like going to school for 14 years, you know, before we can do something.
Okay. Thank you, Ajahn.
Okay, so, Amanda, you have a question again?
Yes. When I recite Bhutto, many thoughts comes out. Some of the memories I have got already. Besides practice more, is it any skills I can learn to enhance this practice? Thank you.
Well, what kind of memories are coming up?
When I recite Bhutto, many thoughts comes out. I cannot concentrate at Bhutto. Is it any skills I can learn to enhance the recite Bhutto at this practice?
The first thing, you know, the first thing I would advise you, I mean, not to use your smartphone.
Okay. It's just, hard to do.
Yes. Because that, yeah, it's the same thing. People now use the smartphone, yeah, and they cannot concentrate for 1 or 2 seconds, yeah, and the mind instantly goes off, yeah, because that's what they do with their smartphone. They go, you know, and take on so many informations, you know, and get so easily distracted. The only thing is the hard way. You learn, yeah, just like you learn to walk, you get up, you fall over, you get up, you fall over, but you always try to get up. So when the mind goes out, don't punish yourself, you know, just pull it back. Bhutto, pull it back. Bhutto, okay, Bhutto, Bhutto. Yeah? And don't, you know, and in your daily life, don't use the things, you know, that get us so easily distracted. Yeah? Like the smartphone, yeah? Okay?
Okay.
I call it, it's an addiction, the smartphone, yeah? I mean...
Anyone else has questions before we go back to the questions? No, okay. Now I'll just read the next question. Thank you, Ajahn, for the opportunity to ask a question. Your talks are inspiring and much needed. As a lay practitioner, a householder, how should I do daily reflection? Is it okay to take a couple of minutes in bed right before sleeping, feeling my whole body and trying to recall what happened during the day? If not, please make a recommendation with deep respect and gratitude, Aurea.
As a householder, you know, I mean, if you have a family, it is more difficult, yeah? But in the morning, before you do anything, you know, get up, you know, and try to meditate at least for 30 minutes, yeah? When you come back home from work, and that's where it is most important, yeah? When you come back home from work, yeah? I mean, also, first of all, let everything go, you know, do a meditation of 30 minutes or maybe 40 minutes, yeah, whatever time you have. Yeah? And then after that, when the mind is pretty much clear, then you do the daily reflection. Yeah. And then before bed, you know, I mean, yes, you can do also, you know, what happened, you know, from when you came back home, you know, to before you went to sleep, yeah? You can do also a daily reflection. But the important thing before the daily reflection is to make the mind absolutely calm, yeah? You cannot do it, you know, when you're busy with this, you know, I mean, you just watched a movie, you know, or you had a discussion with somebody, and then you say, oh, I want to do daily reflection. That's not going to work out, yeah? Yeah? So first of all, you have to clear out the mind until all the garbage is gone, yeah? Until the mind is relatively calm, and then you do the daily reflection. Okay? Next.
Okay, next. Longpo, thank you for your answers to my questions last month. You mentioned to look into my heart. How do I look? You mentioned to look into my heart. How do I look into my heart while I practice? Whenever I feel depressed, sometimes I will try to look into my heart to see what it wants.
That, I mean, if you're depressed, you know, that this is a feeling, you have to look, you know, you have to reverse what came before the depression. What led you into the depression? Yeah? Just like I said before, what led you fall into the hole? Yeah? I mean, what came, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories came up before you went into depression? Yeah? Was there a feeling, was there an encounter, was there this or that? Yeah? Looking into the heart, yeah? I mean, this is only when the mind is completely calm where you can look into the heart, yeah? Otherwise it is full of everything, you know, that we experience day in, day out, yeah? I mean, we have to calm the mind first, you know, before we can look into the heart, yeah? And sometimes I say, look into the heart, yeah? I mean, ask your heart, yeah? And you can only ask the heart when the heart is completely calm. Ask that. Do you see it? Do you understand it? And then you will see, yeah? And it doesn't come out in thought, yeah? It comes out in knowing, yeah? You see the answer of the heart, yeah? Or you know the answer of the heart. It says, no, I have not understood. I don't want to understand. I don't want to see it, yeah? That is the answer of the heart. But we can only ask the heart if the mind is completely calm. If there are no thoughts, and if there are no memories coming up, then we can ask the heart, do you see it? Do you understand it? Okay? I think that should be enough, yeah?
Longpo, I have been practicing for almost 11 years. I notice that my mind will wander around, then I will bring it back and it will wander again. I can never seem to get my mind to stay still. How do I overcome this?
Expectations, you know, you overcome the expectations and you just bring the mind back, yeah? As I said before that, how do you distract? Also, you know, have a look at your life. How do you distract yourself? Yeah, I mean, do you play with your smartphone? You know, because that is the most important thing. You know, that leads to this ability to concentrate the mind. Yeah? If people are constantly on their smartphones, then they don't have this ability. You know, to concentrate very easily. Yeah? If people are not busy with all these things, you know, that are, yeah, it can be all sorts of things, right? It can be smell, it can be hearing, you know, it can be the smartphone. People are so distracted that they cannot concentrate. The only thing, like I said before, is, you know, I mean, yeah, don't punish yourself, you know, don't get angry with yourself, yeah? I mean, if you see the mind goes out, bring it back. And that's where we need the force, yeah? Because the mind doesn't want to go back. It wants to play around with its thoughts, imagination and things like that, yeah? Yeah? And that's where we have to use the force. Once the mind is back on, you know, on the point of concentration, be it the Buddha or be it, you know, be it the breath, yeah? Then we can let it there. And then we start to develop this knowingness of how is the breath or how is the Buddha. Okay?
Dear Ajahn, I feel difficulty to be aware of the breathing and to recite the mantra Buddha. How should I practice samadhi?
I mean, Concentrate on one of the others, yeah? I mean, concentrate on the Buddha, yeah? If you can concentrate on the Buddha, you don't need the breath, yeah? If you can concentrate on the breath, you don't need on the Buddha, yeah? I mean, if you're calm enough, yeah? you don't need two crutches, you know what I mean, to walk. You know, you need only one, yeah? I mean, you need only one anchor, yeah? But if it is too difficult to concentrate on either the Buddha or either the breath, yeah? I mean, then take both. Take put with breathing in and do with breathing out. I mean, if the mind gets calm, you know, one or the other will fall away, you know, and then you just stick, you know, stick with the breath or stick with the Buddha, yeah? Whatever remains, yeah? Don't try to keep them both of there. Once the mind gets calm, it doesn't want to concentrate on two things. Eh? It just wants to concentrate on one thing. Okay?
Next question. I have a question about meditation. I try to be aware of breathing in and breathing out. However, I feel very difficult to be aware because I cannot relax. Even for chanting, I feel my neck and my head are very tight. After I do the meditation, I feel unwell, such as mental tiredness, headache, dizzy, hypoxia. Also, I don't feel any mindfulness and happiness. I think I'm doing the opposite way of what meditation should do. How should I adjust my meditation practice?
Don't try so much. Just put your attention on one thing, yeah? It's the same thing with chanting. I mean, do a walking meditation. It is much easier. Huh? Find a path somewhere in the woods, you know, or in the park, you know, and do walking meditation. Walk up and down and try to concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath. Hmm? Most of the time, you know, I mean, the things, the symptoms you describe, you know, come from too much wanting, or too much expectation, yeah? I mean, expectation doesn't lead us, you know, if we expect, you know, there will be a hole, if we don't shuffle, you know, there will be no hole, yeah? But we're looking, where's the hole, yeah? That's not meditation. Meditation is just, yeah, repeating the Buddha, yeah? or observing the breath at the tip of the nose, yeah? And don't force yourself so much, yeah? I mean, just bring it back, yeah? When you bring it back, the attention back, you know, that's where you need some force, yeah? Because it doesn't want to go back, yeah? So, what you're doing is to exert too much effort, you know, on keeping it down, yeah? And that, of course, you know, creates all the symptoms you describe, hmm? No. It's to know, yeah? I mean, it's a very gentle, yeah? That's why I compare it with riding a horse, yeah? As long as the horse goes in the right direction, go with the step of the horse, yeah? Feel, you know, if you see that the horse goes out, you know, goes off the path, then you drag it back, yeah? Only then you need the force, yeah? But, yeah? If you're stiff on the horse, it will throw you off, yeah? You want to ride your own way and don't look at, you know, how the horse's walk is, yeah? You have to go with the walk, or you have to go with the flow, or you have to go with the breath, or you have to go with the Buddha, yeah? Don't try to make it, yeah? Because that's how all your symptoms arise, yeah? You try to make something and it doesn't work out. That is not what we are doing. We are observing, yeah? If you don't know what it means to observe, you know, observe ants, you know, or mosquitoes, or flies, or birds, yeah? Because you cannot control them. Yeah? Observe them and know, and there you see, you know what they are doing, yeah? You don't have to ask yourself. When when you observe a bird, you know, in a tree, yeah? I mean, you observe it, you know, going down, looking for something, and then you know it's building a nest, yeah? You don't ask the bird, you know, what is he doing, yeah? I mean, you see it through observing, yeah? And that's the same way how you observe the breath or you observe the Buddha. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Next question. When I do walking meditation, at first I feel very calm. After a few minutes, I feel panic. The panic is strong. I try to distract my attention so I can't be concentrated. So I can concentrate on the movements of my body. I feel panic because of three reasons. I'm afraid to think of the sad things in the past. I'm afraid of nightmare after I do the meditation. I'm afraid of the afraid itself in the moment. If I meet the same situation, what should I do? Thank you very much.
What is the fear? What is he afraid of? He's afraid of breathing or what?
He's afraid of sad things in the past. I'm afraid of nightmare after doing meditation.
Nightmare?
Of the afraid itself in the moment.
Fear is the worst advice that you can have. Huh? I mean, he has to look, yeah? Then he has to use some time, you know, to look into these fears, yeah? Just like I told this Ukraine, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories bring up this fear, yeah? And then deal with it, yeah? Fear is not a good advice, you know, if he gets calm, you know, of course, you know, bad actions of himself, you know, come up, you know, and they want to disturb us, yeah? So we have to clear them out of the heart, yeah? We acknowledge it, you know, that it's there, yeah? We see what leads to that, yeah? And if it was bad, then we tell ourselves we don't want to do this again. We don't promise ourselves, yeah? Because that doesn't work out, yeah? It just works out the other way. we tell ourselves, I don't want to do this again, you know, and then we let it go. And if you do that 3 or 4 times, yeah? If you hurt some other people, we ask them for forgiveness, yeah? Not writing letters or emails, yeah? Just ask them in your mind for forgiveness, yeah? And after 3 or 4 days, 4 or 5 times, you know, I mean, you don't need to do this. The fear is gone, yeah? You have to deal with these things, yeah? Sometimes they come up, you know, because the heart is calm and then suddenly this fear arises, yeah? But they don't arise, yeah? So we bring them, after our meditation, we bring them up and look what is behind it, yeah? Because there's always something behind it, what we are afraid of, yeah? That's all what I can say at the moment. I mean, he listens to all the answers that I give, you know, during this, you know, I mean, it's mostly dealing all with the same things, with the same symptoms, yeah?
My next question. How to practice Dhati Sankara? Thank you.
What? Practice what? Practice what?
Dhati Sankara. I think it means the 32 parts of the body.
The 32 parts of the body. I mean, if he doesn't know what the 32 parts of the body is, you know, he takes a medical, you know, book, you know, and looks up, you know, what the 32 parts of the body are, yeah, and then he looks at them, then he knows what they are, you know, he pictures them, yeah, and then he tries to reproduce it when he closes his eyes, reproduce it in his mind, yeah. But the outside, you know, I mean, he just needs to look in the mirror, yeah? I mean, hair of the head, hair of the body, you know, he doesn't need to look in the mirror, yeah? I mean, teeth, he needs to look in the mirror, you know, nails, he doesn't need to look at the mirror. He can look at them, you know, and picture them inside. And sometimes it is helpful, you know, I mean, if people have no medical understanding, yeah? I mean, to get an anatomy atlas, you know, I mean, to see, yeah? Or to watch, you know, the YouTube videos, you know, I mean, about, you know, dissection of the body, then you can look at it, yeah, and see it. Okay?
Okay. Next question. How to be patient in meditation practice?
Yeah, you have to tell yourself always, yeah? I mean, when you see, you know, I mean, tensions are coming up, you know, you tell yourself, relax, you know, when you see expectations come up, yeah, then you say, I'm not interested in what is coming in the future, I'm interested in what is happening right now. That is the only thing, you know, and be calm about it, you know, I mean, don't expect anything, that is the worst thing, you know, that what happens to people, they want to expect calm, no, the calm is not coming, yeah, because we don't do our work. If we do the work, the byproduct is, yeah, is the calm. So if you stay with the Buddha, or if you stay with the breath, then the byproduct of this meditation is the calm. That's why it's called calm meditation or samatha meditation. But if you look for the calm, we will never find it, yeah? Just like in our life, you know, whatever we look for, we hardly found, yeah? And we look for happiness in this, doing this, yeah? And we don't find it anymore. Maybe the first time, you know, because our mind was completely at awe, you know, completely arrested, completely calm, and that's why we, you know, found some happiness. Okay.
Okay. My next question. I have been retrenched by my boss at work many times, which makes me feel abandoned. When I practice sitting meditation and walking meditation, I will recall this and make myself unable to work hard and be patient of meditation. How can I deal with it?
I still don't understand the question.
I have been resigned by my boss at work many times. I have been resigned by my boss.
What does it mean, I have been resigned by my boss?
No,
I mean, he has been reputed or Probably, whatever.
Yeah.
Huh? Rebuked. Yeah. He has been rebuked by his boss, yeah? I mean, he has to look at it, yeah? I mean, it's the same thing, you know, what is it, yeah? What other people say, you know, I mean, if it is your boss, you know, I mean, that you know, what is he rebuking you about it, yeah? And then look at it, you know, and then try to change it, you know. I mean, if it is not good, you know, if he doesn't want you to do things in a certain way, then just go ahead, yeah. I mean, it is only our arrogance that doesn't let us do things, yeah. I mean, when we go to work, you know, I mean, we have a boss who gives us money for a certain kind of work, and he wants us to do it in this way, then we do it in this way, yeah. Otherwise, we don't get the money, yeah. If he has a view that this shouldn't be done in this way, you know, I mean, he should discuss it with his boss. I have a better idea, that's about how it is more effective, yeah, or that is more faster, you know, and if the boss doesn't see it, you know, then just do it, you know, like the boss says, yeah. I don't understand, you know, I mean, I really don't understand the question, you know, I mean, being rebuked, you know, I mean, it, you know, it is helpful, you know, if our friends rebuke us for doing something bad, you know, I mean, it's good, you know, obviously we should look at it, you know, and try to get rid of it, yeah? If every one of us makes mistakes, you know, and if somebody tells us, you know, what you did is a mistake, yeah? I mean, we should look at it, yeah? But what do, you know, because we are conceited, we get angry at this person, yeah? They're showing us our faults, yeah? I mean, when you look at the world, you know, I mean, that's just what is happening constantly, yeah? Countries accusing other countries of doing the things that they are doing, yeah? And they don't like to be rebuked, yeah? So, they go to war, yeah? Or whatever, yeah? Accept, you know, I mean, whatever is in your heart, you know your best, you know what is in your heart. Accept it, you know. If there is some bad thing, you know, try to remedy it. If there are some good things that you need to develop, you know, try to get something. Yeah? Develop these good, yeah? Good things, yeah, that you need to develop.
Hello, Ajahn.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hello.
There's some echo.
I just want to say, clarify the question for the person who is asking the question. Rebuke is not rebuke. What he meant is he's been fired by the boss.
He's been fired by the boss.
Many times.
Many times? This is impossible. I mean, you're fired one time.
I just wanted to point that out. It's not rebuke.
Ah.
He's being retrenched. Retrenched means fired.
Yeah, but why is he fired? There must be a reason, you know, it's the same thing, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a reason why the boss was firing him, yeah? I mean, for me, it is the same principle. Being rebuked, you know, or being fired, you know, there must be a reason why he's fired, yeah? Because he didn't do the things the way, you know, that the boss liked, you know, or that, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So he can investigate it in this way. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, he should come on the Zoom session, you know, and ask the question himself, yeah? Yeah? Then I can ask him, well, what is exactly going on, yeah? Okay, next question.
Yeah, next. I think, Annabelle, you want to ask your question? You raise your hand. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I had a question about, when in my daily life I see greediness happen more. For example, I feel like I'm nice when people like me, or I feel good when I do something good and people see it, and or you know, I feel proud sometimes when.
Even geduld. Okay, the podcast on the plus wordt nu afgespeeld.
Oh, she's from Holland. You're from Holland, huh?
Yeah, I am.
So you only
for something for example.
You only feel good, you know, if you do it in front of others. You don't understand? Do you understand?
No, for example, when I do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
For example, when I'm doing something good, I like when people see it, or I use sometimes when I feel. Better than. Do you still hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I want to understand your question.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, sometimes when I'm better in something than someone else, I feel proud for it, and I like that feeling. But at the same time, my brain knows it's stupid to feel like that. And I don't want to feel like that. When I do something good, I just want to do it because I want to do something good, not because of the reaction of other people or something like that. And the more I'm trying to be aware of that, the more I see it happening, and in my feeling that I feel like I'm getting even worse, because I see the feeling happen more when actually I think I just I'm just more aware of it. That's why I see it happen more often. But you know what the action that I do with it, I know I have a choice in that. But the thought coming up or the feeling coming up, which I don't want to because I feel a bit stupid for having that. How can I lessen it?
First of all, of course, the more you put attention on it, the more you are aware of this thing happening. That is the first thing. The other thing, if you do something good, you always will feel good. No matter if somebody watches you or if somebody doesn't watch you. So try out, you know, if you feel good, you know, if you do something good, you know, while nobody's watching you. Yeah? Huh? Because the feeling, when we do good, you know, we feel good. Yeah? This is the first, you know, this is the first, what do you say, present, you know, the first present that you get, you know, or the first retribution of karma that you get, yeah? I mean, if you give somebody, you know, if you give, somebody is hungry on the street, you know, you give him something to eat, you know, I mean, of course you feel good. You don't feel bad about giving something to him, unless you're stingy, you know, then you feel that you have less, yeah? Then you feel bad about it, yeah? But if you give something, you know, I mean, you always feel good, yeah? And you don't need other people to watch, yeah? So, look at the action that you do. If you do only good things, you know, when other people are watching, or if you're constantly doing good things, yeah? And then see, you know, I mean, there are two feelings, yeah? That come in when other people are watching, you know. You get, you know, I mean, your ego is polished up, yeah? And that's what we don't want, yeah? But if we can do good in the dark, without anybody knowing that we did good, yeah? And then compare to when we do good, you know, when we look around, is somebody watching? Okay, now I give him, yeah? If nobody's watching, I don't give him, yeah? See, what is it? You know, I mean, what kind of feeling you, you want to make yourself believe that you're good, then I would have some red alarm lamp, you know, lighting up, yeah? If I have to convince myself that I'm good, you know, I mean, there's something really wrong within me. And then I would look into to myself, you know, what is wrong within me, yeah? Okay? So, a little bit understood, huh?
A bit.
So try it out, you know, look at it, you know, and don't touch it, you know, look at it, you know, both of it, yeah, and see, and next time you ask another question, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that I'm only want to do good when someone is watching or something like that, but I just feel extra proud when someone is seeing it, you know, you know what I mean, or happy.
When somebody is seeing it, or when somebody is commenting on it? If they just see it,
well,
you know?
Like, if I see a reaction of other people, that is something.
Okay, that is a commenting already, yeah? So, I mean, try not, you know, if there are people around, try not to look at the people, yeah? And see, yeah, I mean, then this thing doesn't come up, no? But of course, you know, if one eye goes there, you know, what do other people see, you know, when I do good, you know, what do they think, yeah? Then this displays an uncertainty within your heart if it is really a good action, yeah? Because the heart knows if it does good, you know, I mean, it doesn't need any convincing. It doesn't need any favors from other people, yeah? Even if we do good, yeah? And other people say we do bad, yeah? I mean, the heart knows it does good. Yeah? But we rely so much, you know, on what other people think about us, yeah? And that is a danger also in our practice, yeah? Try to rely more on yourself, yeah? I'm the biggest happiness to myself, yeah? Yeah? I mean, you are your mainstay. What other people, and you know it from yourself, yeah? You see a person, and then other people see the same person, and you think differently about this person. So, it's the same with you. Two people see you, and they think differently about you. Yeah? So why be concerned what other people think about you, yeah? Look inside yourself and you know who you are and how you are, yeah? And then you see also the good side and the bad side, yeah? And then, you know, try to remedy the bad sides, you know, and do not be too concerned about what other people think, yeah? Often, very often, and especially now at this time, you know, people do good, you know, and other people say, you know, this is bad, you shouldn't think like this or you shouldn't do it like this, yeah? Especially in this Europe right now, huh? It's crazy, you know. I couldn't even stand, you know, living there for 5 days, yeah. People are crazy, you know.
No, I understand what you say, but it's more like when I'm doing something good or when I feel like I'm better in something than someone else, I'm less concerned about what people think about me, but I'm more concerned about my own pride that is starting to come up, like my own feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but then investigate this pride, you know, where is it coming on? Yeah. I mean, what does it latch onto? It has to latch onto something, yeah. And if you think that you're better than others, then there's something really bad within us. If you have to make yourself believe that you're better than others, yeah, then there is something that is hidden, yeah, that is gnawing, and that's why this, you know, this is why this ego wants to come out and you know, smear it up or cover it up, yeah. This, do you understand? Yeah. If we try to make ourselves better, or if we do things, you know, to make ourselves better, then there's something, you know, bad within us, you know, that we want to cover up, yeah? We don't want to accept, yeah? Because what is the point of making oneself better? You are the way you are, and that's it, yeah?
No, I know, and I know that with my brain.
Yeah, and that's why I said investigate.
I know my brain is, yeah.
Yeah, it wants to cover up, yeah? Just like, you know, I mean, when the U.S. says, you know, we are the good and everybody else is the bad, you know, they want to cover up their, you know, all their things, you know, all their wars, you know, all their cruelties, yeah? Because as long as we believe we are good, we don't look at the things that are bad, yeah? Okay? Have a look and you will find, and maybe what you find is not what you think. Okay, so, Sunny, are there more questions or?
Yeah, John, I think there are, I mean, the submitted questions, right, there are seven more. But I think it's quite, yeah, there are seven more questions. Do you want to go through them or?
I mean, it's already quite long, yeah. I have one more question, you know, and then, I mean, maybe we have another meeting because, I mean, these meetings are getting too long, yeah.
Or we can
read it, you know, I mean, during the next, you got also the questions, yeah? We can read it during the next talk that I give, you know, it will probably be on Monday, there's Patimokkha anyway, and then afterwards we can look at the questions, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so? If there are no live questions anymore, yeah? If there are only stale questions, yeah? then we can close the meeting, yeah? And I ask the people here if they have any questions, yeah? Lay practitioners, no questions, yeah? Huh? And then we can close down. Okay. Have a nice night and practice, yeah?
Thank you, Tanajan. So let us offer your steps to Tanajan together. Come on. Thank you, Tanajan.
I just have one question. Why don't you practice enough? Yeah. We find so many things, you know, that we do. This is important, that is important. Let me do this first. And then we are getting tired, yeah? Now we need to